Now, it's time for our weekly look at the latest technology news. This week, we learn how a robot is helping physical therapists. Recovering strength and movement after an injury often involves physical therapy. Physical therapists help patients with brain or bone injuries regain control of their muscles. Exercising muscles is an important part of the rehabilitation process. Therapists use balls and boards to improve balance, stretchy bands to increase strength, and other exercises. A Polish technology company, Exotech, has developed a robot it calls Luna to make those exercises interactive. Luna can help therapists choose the best exercises for their patients. As our technology correspondent Jonathan Evans tells us now, the robot also gives therapists information about their patients' progress.
Luna uses electromyography, or EMG, to identify electrical currents as patients bend their arms or legs. Michel Mikulski is the chief executive officer of Exotech. He says detecting muscle tension not immediately visible to the human eye can help therapists design better exercises.
We reach a certain stage of disease development when muscle tension is not even visible, but these signals can still be seen on our machines. Luna is still able to detect them. And based on that, when the brain sends a signal to the muscle to flex, even though we don't see it, Luna is still able to detect it. It detects these signals and causes the movement of the limb as if it were performed naturally.
Luna can also make therapy fun for children who often get bored with repeated movements. Luna permits them to play games without knowing that they are exercising their muscles.
Sometimes it is a spacecraft, sometimes shooting balls, sometimes flying a dragon. In any case, a child wants to win a game, wants to compete, but in fact they are exercising.
Luna is just a prototype, but Exotech expects to have other robots ready for sale later this year. I'm Jonathan Evans.
Thanks, Jonathan. Now, it's time for our daily The Making of a Nation program. The election of Herbert Hoover in 1928 made Americans more hopeful than ever about their future. Mr. Hoover seemed to have just the right experience to lead the nation to more economic progress. He was an engineer and a businessman who had served as Secretary of Commerce. He understood economics and had faith in private business. On a rainy day in March 1929, Mr. Hoover rode down Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington to become the new president. "I have no fears for the future of our country," he told the cheering crowd. "It is bright with hope."